You are listening to From the Midwest to the Middle East, the latest on U.S. tax, Israeli economy, and lots of in-between. Interviewing Israeli and international experts.
Chicago, Chicago.
Welcome to our podcast. I am Philip Stein, president of Philip Stein & Associates. I will show
you around. I'm very happy today to have Tzvika Lipschitz, someone I've worked with for many years, as our guest. Tzvika is currently the CFO of Valence. Prior to joining Valence in 2010, he served as the vice president of finance at Tessera, which is a company here in Israel, a leading provider of IP technology. And prior to Tessera, he served as CFO of Resolute Networks. He has 19 years of experience in private funding, IPO, M&A, and financial management experience in the telecommunication industry and in the financial sector.
Thank you very much, Philip. I'm delighted to be here with you.
It's always good to talk, and I think we're going to introduce our listeners to a very interesting, exciting company. So let me get right into Valence. Valence has been recognized as one of the fastest-growing technology companies by Deloitte. Why don't you tell my listeners about Valence?
Great. So as you mentioned, Philip, Valence was recently announced as the fourth fastest-growing company in the Fast 500 of EMEA. And actually, Valence was the fastest-growing semi-company in EMEA, and I'm not sure that it will also apply to the entire world. So what is so interesting about Valence is that Valence was founded back in 2006 by having its first seed money from Magma and Genesis. And Valence is all about connectivity. What we are doing in Valence, we've developed technology which is called HD-based technology. And this technology is addressed the vision of the company to be the connectivity of choice between video source devices and displays. What do I mean by video source devices? So if you imagine your home, video source devices is stuff like your DVD, Blu-ray player, set-top box, etc. And display is like your TV or projector in all the rooms in the home. And what Valence is doing is we are transferring what we call five elements over a single category cable, which is a LAN cable, which exists almost anywhere. And so imagine that you are sitting in your home and the five play is well established and well installed in your home. And the five play are the video, the audio, even the power, Ethernet, and other control signals, all are one on single category cable. And now you're sitting in your living room where all source devices, as I mentioned before, the Blu-ray player, the set-top box, and all that stuff is located somewhere in your basement. And you have your TV in front of you, and just a matter of a click, you can display any content from any device which is located remotely. So now your living room is look with no devices in it. So it's a really, really revolutionary technology. Valence from 2006 is going so fast that we have reached tens of millions of dollars in terms of revenues. We are profitable in the past 3 years, and all of that done with only $29 million in capital investment. So we are very efficient, very successful, and in some of the markets that we are addressing, that we will probably discuss it, Philip, shortly, we became a standard de facto. So really, really new and not typical semi-company one can bump into.
Interesting. So again, just for me, the layman here, today I think the typical home has, of course, still a television set. They have a laptop. They have an iPhone or Android phone. They have a tablet. So all of these things can basically feed into the TV screen.
That's right. And guess what? You don't need multiple set-top boxes. You don't need so many DVDs or Blu-ray players. You just need only one. And all of them can be located in your basement. And with the category cable, with the LAN cable that is connected from your basement to any of your TVs in your home, you can control with just an iPad or iPhone or any other device. And It's all working. This is our vision. We are still not there. Today we became a standard de facto in all the installation, in the professional installation, which is installation outside the home, places like airports, shopping malls, casinos, banks, and hotels, meeting rooms, campuses. And the reason that we became a standard de facto out there is because we provide a real solution for a real problem, which is easy to install, along which we provide all those stuff over 330 feet. If you imagine your living room where you have the HDMI, for example, connectivity, it's limited in distance to 10, 15 feet. So we've done all what HDMI can do and take it for the long reach, for the 330 feet. So our customers, who are blue chip customers all around the world, companies like Crestron, Extron, Panasonic, Epson, NEC, Hitachi, and all those guys, using our technology to drive video for the long reach and do it in most simple way and cheapest way using the HD-based technology. I will add on the top of that today we can drive the finest quality of video one can find, including what is now called the 4K, the ultra high definition.
Right, that's my next question. There's a lot of, I think most people are certainly aware of HD. They enjoy it. They see the difference. But you have also, your company has a product, I guess, or a technology called 4K video. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, the 4K, it's the new standard of a video where the screens, the TVs, the displays coming with ultra-high definition capabilities. Now, the content of it's also called 4K. Why 4K? Because it's four times better than other technologies. The content is still not there. But all of us, especially the TV manufacturers, driving today the 4K, and the reason is very clear. They want to sell more and more. And the content producers coming out with more and more content. So what we will see in the future that TVs and screens and monitors will support the 4K. Actually, they are supporting today. The content will arrive shortly. And now Valens have this technology that can provide the 4K over existing media, which is the LAN cable, which is, once again, it's the most cheapest and media one can find. And we do it today. And that is very, very exciting because some of our sales are driven from this new technology, which is called 4K.
All right. Let me ask another term that appears in your website, HD-based T. Tell us why HD-based T is a breakthrough technology.
Okay. First of all, HD-based T is the name of our technology, okay, and also the name of the alliance that we have established about 5 years ago together with Sony, Samsung, and LG. And what is amazing about this alliance in the first days that Valens is a small semiconductor company, and when we approached our customers, we could do it by only addressing as Valens and approaching as Valens. But after establishing this alliance, it's not Valens anymore. It's Sony, Samsung, LG, and all those fancy names. So it really helped us to get this technology, which is basically driving the five elements that I spoke about earlier over this media of the Cat 5. But now we have the support of all those giant companies. And by supporting us, it was much more easier to penetrate all those applications in the marketplace. And I have to say that today, this alliance, the HD-based alliance, have more than 130 members. That means it's a very powerful alliance. Very powerful. Why it's so powerful? Because most, if not all, the members of the alliance are Valens customers. So actually, we have more than 100 customers, 100 customers, representing 500 different products. And when I say before that we became a standard de facto in some of the markets that we are addressing, this alliance represents this standard de facto. And I tell you more that, Philip, this powerful alliance could not be ignored by IEEE, which is one of the biggest organization, standardization organization in the world, in the USA. IEEE approached us, and I have to say that a month ago, IEEE adapted the HDBaseT as its uncompressed video standard. So now this alliance, and Valens as part of this alliance, is facing the next generation of adoption of this technology. So we are all very excited from this move.
Very, very interesting, and interesting to, these are really giants, you know, it's just not, well-known names, but these are certainly giants, and, that a company from Israel can be aligned with them and make this alliance is very impressive. Let me take a little way from the technology and speak to you a little about your company. You literally have offices around the world, China, Israel, the U.S. How is it to work for a company that never rests?
Well, on the top of that, I'm also the treasurer of the HDBaseT Alliance, and not only the CFO of Valens. So actually what we are, we can never rest. This technology is catching up. We were growing in the last 5 years with an average growth of more than 30. We grew in the past 5 years with 30-something thousand%. And we have to be close to our customers. And the way to be close to our customers is addressing their needs. So we have to be near them, near the trends in the USA. So we have a lot of activity going out in the US. Many, many of our customers coming from the US. So we have people on the ground. We have established a subsidiary in the US. And we're working with all those giants out of the US. By the way, the alliance is formed in the US. But our customers coming from all over the world. Recently, we have faced a tremendous growth in Japan and in China. I mentioned before that our customers are companies like Panasonic and Epson and Hitachi and NEC. So we have to be on the ground with local people that support all those companies. So we established a subsidiary in Japan about 2 years ago. Now we are facing the same in China. China is growing very, very fast. It's all aware of that. And the idea is that we want to take this HDBaseT technology and get this connectivity of choice that I mentioned in the Western world coming into China. So now we have a subsidiary which is a WFI in Shanghai to support all the brand names coming of China. So we actually only started out there, and we expect that the next hockey stick in our sales will come from that part of the world. A lot of stuff going out there, a lot of installation is going to be in China, and we want to be part of that. So to address this need, we have to be on the ground. And the way of Valens to be on the ground is to establish a subsidiary out there, having people, local people on the ground, and work with them to accomplish this mission.
All right, so when you have staff, you know, let's speak to China, because that's certainly one of the most popular topics my listeners raise with me. What have you learned working with companies and staff in China and the Far East?
Okay, China is very, very different from other places, both from legally point of view, the way they conduct business, how do you employ people there, from all aspects. You know, I was in China about a year ago when we started to establish our subsidiary out there, and the message that I can convey from my position is China is a great opportunity, but please keep in mind that China is still a communist country. So a lot of things that we are used from the Western world that it's easy to deploy or easy to maintain and to establish, in China it works differently. And you need to be aware of that, that there is a lot of bureaucracy out there. You cannot establish a company in one district and then, oh, I made a mistake. I want to move it to the other district. This is not easy to do. You have to get license for most of the things that you wish to do, from the small parts to the biggest parts. You have to have, for example, license for import and license for export, and you need to have certain regulation from the bank perspective and other perspective. There is a whole world of employment in China in terms of regulation, in terms of how the agreement should look like. A handbook, which is very, very unusual to many, many Western companies. And the idea is, or what I can say from my position as CFO, is that you have to be patient, listen to your advisors out there, to choose one that knows what he's talking about, and listen to them, and walk step by step to avoid any issues that in the Western world, it was not an issue, but in China, it can be an issue in all those aspects that I just spoken about. But in the end of the day, if you will do so in the right way, step by step, I believe that you're doing business in China will be much, much more easier, because in China, they appreciate that you're doing things by their book and not by your book. And this is very, very important to understand.
All right. Well, it's certainly, to my listeners, to myself, you're certainly building a strong long-term business. What will be the next step for Valens?
I think that what you just mentioned, it's a key issue. We want to build a strong, a big company. Valens brought to the world a new technology and covering it with excellent marketing and alliance umbrella. The next step for Valens is to continue with the way of increasing revenues, increasing the markets that it address. I mentioned China. China definitely is one of the targets of Valens, and looking for other applications and verticals that this technology can fit into. And what we see nowadays is that a lot of video is something that all of us consumes. We sometimes do not aware that we consume video, but we consume it. We consume it in our working place. We consume it in our home. We consume it when we go to shopping mall. We consume it when we go to the cinema. Everywhere it's video. And the challenge to Valens is to identify all those applications and markets that this technology can be brought to and benefit from all those capabilities. And that's exactly what Valens is doing nowadays.
All right, so my last question to you is, again, where you've whetted our appetites. When do you think we'll be seeing this in our living room or family rooms or offices?
Okay, as I mentioned, this technology becomes standard de facto in the professional environment, in the shopping malls, in the banks, in casinos, in all places outside our home. We sometimes do not know that there is the HDBC because this environment is mainly for professionals. I will give you some color where this technology is installed as the use cases. For example, Google headquarters is well equipped with one of our customers' equipment using our technology. One of the BMW's dealers in the USA equipped his showroom with HDBaseT technology. Same for one of the largest coffee chains in Japan, and so on and so on. Today, we see our technology is adapted in more fancy homes. Companies like Control4, which is one of our customers, is also a member of the alliance, targeting more luxury home with all the smart home environment. And recently they added capabilities of doing also the video and the audio and all those stuff that we can provide. So many homes now in the USA is equipped with our technology. And we see it going step by step. Eventually, we will see it. We hope that we'll see it everywhere, including our homes, and not only in the luxury home, but this is a matter of time in terms of technology to be more mature, and pricing will be more adequate for our home. At this point of time, we are well focused in the professional environment, because this is our blue water. And then we will go to all other markets. We have our technology also adequate not only for our homes, but also for the automotive and other markets. So we're exploring our opportunities, where is the best to go after, looking to years 2020, 2022. And the reason why those years are so important, because we are a semi company, and the life cycle of our products is 2, 3, 4, and 5 years. So we're also looking on that environment. One of those markets definitely will be equipped with HD-based T. We still don't know which one of them, maybe all of them. It's, after all, Philip, it's also a matter of budgeting.
Of course. Well, I think my listeners now are, first of all, are aware of, they've learned a lot today. They've learned about your company. They've learned about HD-based T. They've learned about the HD-based T Alliance. And I thank you for sharing all of this with you. If they want to read more about the company, what's your website?
Valens.com.
Okay, Valens.com. That's very easy. As I said before, it's V-A-L-E-N-S. And Svika, we look forward to hearing more in the future and reading about it. And I appreciate everything you shared with us today.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Feel free to visit us at www.pstein.com or look for Philip Stein Associates on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Goodbye.